News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been a 12% increase in the number of hate crimes and hate-related incidents reported on Garda Síochána in 2023 as compared to 2022, with the most prevalent discriminatory motive being reported being that of anti-race. And Dr. Ebun Joseph, founder of the Institute of Anti-Racism and of Black Studies in Dublin, joins us now. Good morning to you, Doctor. First of all, are you surprised by these findings?
Not at all. I am not surprised, but I think the most important thing, though, that it's been is out there in public view. I mean, like we see that, you know, the numbers are increasing, and I think what we need to understand is that for there to be this number of people reporting, there is at least for each report there will be at least 10 people who did not report.
Okay.
A recent EU report showed that, you know, that people are actually not reporting.
So you think this is a tip of an iceberg?
Oh, kind it of is absolutely the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
I mean, I have so many people who come to report to me about incidents of racism they experience, but they actually don't report, you know, to the
systems. Because I was going to ask you, did you think that the incidents were going up, like in numbers really, or is it that reporting is going up? Because sometimes people then, you know, realize that they can report these things, realize that there's somewhere that they can go to about these things. And could it just be that reporting is going up, but you think incidences as well?
I believe incidences are going up because there are more opportunities for contact and so more opportunities for clashes. So you see, racism, the performance of racism is prevalent on the contact. So if you don't connect with people, if there are no opportunities for contact, there will be no opportunities for racism. Do you understand?
Okay.
So the more people are getting into jobs, are in the society, are out there connecting, then you will have more opportunities for racism to happen.
And Ebun, do you think that the situation, I know migration appears to be increasingly an issue of mainstream politics now, and if you look at opinion polls, etc., people appear to be more concerned about it than they had been previously. Has that had a knock-on effect, do you think, for communities like your own, for people of colour? Is that spilling over into a change in attitude, do you think?
It is, because, you know, one part of the report actually said that, you know, it said that, you know, if you read the report, it says that, you know, that we should all have that everyone should have the right to live safely. Do you understand? That is what the report said. When I read that, I said, exactly, that's what we want to be able to do, to live safely. But you find that that's not the case. So we have the anti-immigrant sentiment, and we have politicians who are actually, so from a top-down effect, we actually have people politically who are rising in their political office because of anti-immigrant sentiments. So we're not getting the full impact of the contributions that immigrants are making, people of migrant background. And some of these people are not immigrants, who were born here. So for them, this is home.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I know I do. I absolutely do. And I suppose lastly, maybe, what is the best way to tackle this then? How do we proceed in a way to, I suppose, see this moving in the other direction so that maybe hate crimes or hate-related incidences could go down? What needs to be done?
So a couple of things again. So for example, in businesses, I have what I call managerial carelessness. When people come to report, nothing is done. Something must be done. A few days ago, there was a guardy, you know, who saw a young man, you know, racially abusing three young boys. She did something. He was actually arrested. We want to see those kind of things. Not just it happened, but then it being reported. Let the news go out there that this is happening. It's going to deter people. We want to see from a top-down approach, from government. We want to see accountability from government. Let them be an example for us. You know, when they talk about housing, they blame it on migrants. We need government to come out to say, actually, people of migrant descent, this is just a percentage of them that have housing. So they should not be happy to allow migrants to take the fall, you know, for what happens. We want to look at, when it comes to training, when it comes to education, we actually know what to do. Look at what we've done for consent. It has started from schools, from our primary schools.
From consent? Look, yeah, okay. Okay.
From consent, you understand? From consent, you know? So we started educating people from schools. Anti-racism, we have to start educating people from primary school.
Okay.
If you're not too young to perform racism, you're not too young to learn about racism.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Dr. Ebun Joseph, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Ebun Joseph, founder of the Institute of Anti-Racism and of Black Studies in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.